What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, as we all know, Super Bowl 58 between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers is coming up this Sunday. So you know we had to discuss it here on the CC. So let's get right into that. All right, so to start off, very exciting Super Bowl matchup, in my opinion. A great deal of people on social media have made it clear that they are not happy with this outcome, and they would have rather have had the Lions or the Lions and the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and I can't help but agree with them. I think that that would have been the more exciting matchup, but nevertheless, we still have two very good teams in this year's Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And to really get a glimpse of just how good these teams have been over the year, we got to take a look at the path that each team took through the playoffs to get here, to get to where they got. And both teams' paths have been pretty different, I would say. Not exactly the same. To start off with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs went 11-6 in the regular season, and which is very uncharacteristic for them, actually, because they did not get the first round bye. They played in the wild card this year, and many people thought that because of all this, because of their record, they were going to have a down year, including myself. I also thought that. So to start off with them, they beat the Miami Dolphins 26-7 in the wild card round. Pretty handily beat contained Tua Tagovailoa. They also contained Tyreek Hill. And they just grinded out a good victory against the Miami Dolphins. A game that a lot of people, some people may thought that they would have lost that game, especially with the Dolphins. Really amazing offense, really highly ranked offense with Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Waddle as the quarterback and the receiving core. So, but the Chiefs defense came stronger. So after that game, the Chiefs went to Buffalo to play the Buffalo Bills, and they were on the road every single game this playoffs, which many people felt so weirded by, because I don't believe Mahomes has ever played a playoff game on the road in his career prior to any sort of Super Bowl at any sort of neutral site, which is actually insane to think about, considering, but it is a testament to how great Mahomes has been as a quarterback, how great the Chiefs have been as an organization over the past 5 to 6 years. So this game, as you know, Bills, Chiefs, Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes is always a classic game. It's always a great game, even though the Chiefs have won more often than not in the playoffs. This game was a close one, with the Chiefs beating the Bills 27-24 in the divisional round. Now, on to the AFC Championship game. They faced off against the Baltimore Ravens. The Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game at Baltimore. Now, many people wanted, they were rooting for Lamar Jackson to beat the Chiefs. I was rooting for them myself, but unfortunately the Chiefs won this game by a score of 17-10 to advance to Super Bowl 58. Now, on to the San Francisco 49ers. They've had a slightly different story this season, going 13-4 and being relatively dominant throughout the whole season. They got the first round bye in the NFC, and they played the Green Bay Packers in the divisional round. Now, this game was a really close one. It was a lot closer than anybody thought it was. The Packers were just coming off that big upset over the Dallas Cowboys, with Jordan Love putting on an absolute masterclass, the defense for them showing up, and it was fantastic to see. So the Packers march in to San Francisco. They're feeling great. Of course, Jordan Love just came off of an all-time, should I say all-time, but the best performance of his career so far. And just to go off the topic a little bit, I have high hopes for Jordan Love going forward for the Green Bay Packers. It seems like the Packers, as of right now, it seems like they may have got another franchise quarterback on their hands in Jordan Love. He played great, balled out this season, and the Packers look to be in good shape, and they're going to get better going forward. So, yes, the San Francisco 49ers beat the Packers by a score of 24-21. It was quite literally a field goal short. So now, after this game, they play the Detroit Lions in the NFC Championship in San Francisco, which was a great game. The Lions were leading big at the half, and San Francisco, of course, you can never count out a team like them. They are probably the most well-rounded team in the NFL. Great on offense, great on defense. They also have very good special teams as well. But obviously, you can never count out a team that has Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle, and also probably the best offensive lineman in the game in Trent Williams right now. Definitely a future first ballot Hall of Famer. And of course, a great defense spearheaded by Chase Young, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, among others, including Dre Greenlaw, too. So the San Francisco 49ers won that game by a score of 34-31. Fantastic game. Not good news for all the Ravens, Lions, hopefuls. All right, so let's take a look at a quick statistical analysis for both teams. Both teams have a really high-scoring offense and also a really great defense as well, with the Kansas City Chiefs scoring 21.8 points per game and only allowing 17.3 points allowed. The San Francisco 49ers, they score 28.9 points per game, and they also only allow 17.5 points per game. Now, the last time that these two played each other was October 23rd in 2022, and it was the Chiefs 44 and the 49ers 23. Many people thought that this Chiefs offense was going to take a step back, and they have throughout the season. They lost a lot of good weapons, and their offense was slightly depleted and thought of by many, but Patrick, that doesn't matter as long as you have Patrick Mahomes. And they also still have Travis Kelce and a budding star in Rashee Rice. So that's always something to look forward to for the Chiefs. And the 49ers, as everybody knows, they have that high-powered offense with quarterback Brock Purdy, along with running backs Christian McCaffrey, wide receiver core of Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and tight end George Kittle. And as I said a great O-line spearheaded by Trent Williams. So there's no shortage of all-star talent on both of those teams. All right, so now we're going to take a look at the QB matchup itself. Obviously, now we have Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs versus Brock Purdy of the San Francisco 49ers. Let's compare these two respective quarterbacks' regular seasons and their playoffs so far. So let's start with Mahomes. With Mahomes during the 2023 regular season, he had a little bit of a down year compared to all of his other years prior. Before this season, he had 27 touchdowns, passing touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and a little bit over 4,000 yards. Obviously, still great stats, still very top tier stats, but not the Mahomes that we've seen in past years where he's always in the MVP running. It seemed like this was one of those years where he just wasn't. He just had a little bit of a down year. Some of those interceptions weren't even his fault. See Kadarius Toney for instance like that so far. And let's take a look at Brock Purdy's 2023 regular season. During the regular season, he had 31 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, along with, as well, just over 4,000 passing yards. Now, Purdy also has arguably the best offense in the NFL. As I said before, going over Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, and Debo Samuel. So he had a lot of weapons to, he had a lot of weapons to throw to, which some people may think may discredit Brock Purdy a little bit. A lot of people are seeing that they think that he's a product of a system and that he's not actually as good as he lets on to be. Now, keep in mind, he was Mr. Irrelevant of his draft of the 2022 NFL draft, but his story is great so far. He came into the league hot and fresh out of the gate, and he just hasn't looked back since. But so for a lot of people still have the question, is he actually elite, or is he just, as I said, a product of the many great weapons and the offense that he has and that he is in? As compared to Patrick Mahomes, you know, obviously, as you know, Patrick Mahomes, he is the face of the league. And much like Tom Brady was, he's that quarterback now in the league where as long as a team has him, as long as the Chiefs have him healthy, you can never really count out the Chiefs. You can never really count them out of Super Bowl contention, no matter what the roster is that is around him. He's just that talented, and he's just that great of a quarterback. Much like Tom Brady was, and I believe that within 10 years' time, we may be debating Brady versus Mahomes, much like we still debate LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. I think that the argument will be that close, and that's also what's something that's at stake for the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl is Mahomes gets another ring closer to possibly eclipsing Brady or even just matching him for that matter. Now let's compare those two quarterbacks' respective playoffs so far. Mahomes during the playoffs, a slightly different story than his regular season. So far he has 4 touchdowns, no interceptions, and 718 passing yards. While Brock Purdy during the 2023 playoffs, two touchdowns, one interception, and 519 passing yards. Now, just to go back to Patrick Mahomes a little bit, I've counted him out and thought the Chiefs were going to lose about every playoff game that they played in these playoffs. And just time and time again, I've learned that you can never count out playoff Patrick Mahomes. It's just, it almost never bodes well on your part. Because he's got that clutch gene. He can win with just about anything. He's just a flat-out winner. While Brock Purdy, he has not had that much playoff success yet in his young career. With last year, him taking the 49ers as far as to the NFC Championship versus the Philadelphia Eagles, where they lost and the Philadelphia Eagles went on to the Super Bowl. Great time, by the way. That was a great game. But compared to Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes' career versus the San Francisco 49ers, which is 3 games. He's played 3 games against them. He has thrown for 1,023 passing yards, 8 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions, where Purdy has only played 1 game prior against Kansas City's defense, and he has thrown for no touchdowns, threw for 1 interception, and only 66 passing yards. So it is a stark contrast there. And who knows? I believe we might see a different Brock Purdy in this Super Bowl, because obviously the 49ers are a strong team. Great on defense, great on offense. So I think that it will be very exciting, and we are getting a pretty good QB matchup. Now, as for who I believe will win the big game, it's been a tough choice that I've been thinking about for a little bit now, for the course for the past 2 weeks. I believe that the San Francisco 49ers will come out with the win. I just think that I believe that this is their year, especially after last year. They just have overall a much better offense than the Kansas City Chiefs by a pretty significant margin, honestly, in my opinion. Obviously, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, the X factor, but I believe that, like I said before, they also have a great defense, evenly matched with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think that their defense is going to show up and that they are definitely going to put them over the edge. And I believe that CMC is ultimately going to be the biggest X factor for the San Francisco 49ers to win this game. I'm predicting him to, I think he'll be fed a lot. I think he'll get over 100 yards this game, in my opinion, and he'll run one in for a touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the official annual Super Bowl preview on the Collegeville Conversation. I wanted to thank you all for listening to this one. Now, next week, we are going to have another episode next Tuesday to talk about the game and talk about how it went. So thank you all for listening, and take care.